Welcome back, everyone. For those who are just tuning in and thinking that we're going to be doing a channel now, sit back, relax, and you missed it. Yeah. Adama started in right away with the channel. He said that he had an important appointment, actually invited us along, but I think he's going to get there a little earlier. Something happening somewhere. We'll just have to see what it is. But
did you get a feel? Was it some sort of a
crisis? Some crises going on.
Other side of the planet, maybe?
I don't know. It didn't say.
Obama tripped.
But no, I didn't get that feeling.
Good.
Anyway, so we just did the channel. It was interesting. Particularly, it was fun. And I think if you were sitting here, it could be a little pressure at times.
Oh, you think it ever got a little personal?
But for those who are just tuning in and going, oh, I missed it. Yes, you did. But we'll have it, because we have an incredible team, they have it up online by Monday afternoon. The text is ready, or Monday morning, the text is ready.
If not sooner.
The audio and the video are up online in a day or two. But basically, Adamus. He talked about two key concepts, Amyo and Makyo.
As long as you mentioned it, I think that we should acknowledge Gene Kaderka and... Gail Newby, because they're the three that are the key to getting that up on the website. So
Gene Tinder, John Kaderka, Gail Newby, who's in New York. And, it's amazing. It used to take, 3 weeks to get the text for the channel only online. Now we have, we don't have Q&A anymore. have you noticed? No Q&A?
Well, kind of. But it doesn't matter because he's so interactive that sort of has taken the place of a Q&A.
Exactly.
And so, he can direct that a little more, and it seems like he likes directing things.
It seems. You think? Yeah. So anyway, we're going to do the slides now. We'll do an abbreviated version. And thank you for coming back and bearing with us. So we're going to kind of pretend
I'm really impressed because only a few snuck out at the break.
I know. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
So let's pretend David just introduced us and we're starting.
Welcome, everybody.
I wonder what Adamus is going to talk about today. Anyway, it was a lively channel, and for those who were here for the first time, Adamus has a little different, I don't know what you call it, attitude or edge, but it's, I've gotten to like it. It took a while after Tobias left, but it was, for you. You made $100. Duh, as Adamus would say. So, but now we'll just quickly go through some of the slides and talk about, first of all, everybody who's here.
Oh, look at you. Dude.
We have some out-of-towners here today.
We have a few. Uh-huh. We have Marianne Ang from Whitehorse, Yukon.
Hello, Marianne. Good to see you today. I'm glad that you're here.
And we have Tord from Trondheim, Norway.
All right. All the way from Norway. Can you I love the Norwegian language. I've tried to learn a little bit, but my Norwegian is not so good. Can you just say a few words to the camera for everybody in Norway and for us? And would you mind standing up? That's a funny language.
Det er et morsomt språk. Mange synes det høres litt ut som synging. Vi liker å ha mye pauser mellom når vi sier ord, sånn som men først av alt så vil jeg takke dere alle for en fantastisk shout og for et fantastisk møte. Tusen takk.
No, thank you. I already had pizza on the break.
If you play that backwards, will it sound like English?
I can't promise.
Thank you for being here. We love Norway. We haven't been there in
a couple years.
3 years, I think. But
yeah, we need to come back.
We need to come back.
You do. Thank you.
You brought it from Norway?
No, he made it.
All the way from Norway.
Wow.
It's yes, it did. Of course, it's fermented since it's so old. it's an old family recipe, so honor to my family.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On my mother's side, though.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And we want to say hello to Piers and his guest from Nashantucket.
Nashantucket, yes.
Yeah.
That's New a tribe out in Connecticut.
Yes. Connecticut, yeah.
Yes.
So welcome to you and your partner.
Oh, Megan.
Thank you, Megan.
Yeah, okay. Good to see you. Glad to see you back here.
Oh, great. And not to be forgotten.
Oh, and Linda, could I make a quick announcement? For those, after we're done here, for those who want to get together for some Mexican food, there's always a group that goes up to the Wonderview restaurant about 3 miles up the hill, just straight up the hill, and it's at the what they call the summit. You'll see it, Wonderview Restaurant. So just I want to extend an invitation to whoever wants to go.
And by the
up.
Way, we always forget to say this too. If you once make it to the Wonderview, you should drive about 1 mile further, because if you just drive less than one more mile, you can have a full panoramic view of the Continental Divide.
Yeah.
So you just have to go just less than a mile past the Wonderview. Make sure you get that view, especially with the fall color.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're missing somebody. He's missing in action. Robert, where are you? Robert Carter?
Robert?
Oh.
Oh, he's probably changing.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, changing.
He had the Buddhist outfit on today.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so Robert Carter is in the bathroom. Should we? Okay, so Robert Carter from Jefferson, Missouri. Is Kathleen Collins here from Salt Lake? Good to see you again.
Glad
you want to say hello, Salt Lake?
And Adamus infused your
I got an
your
infused scarf. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, it could be valuable on eBay.
Only for those that know.
Exactly.
From Round Rock, Texas, we have Mary Helen Kuhner and Walter Kuhner. Here you are.
Oh, good to see you.
Hello, glad to be here.
Thank you. We're thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for making us feel at home.
Oh, glad you could be here.
And Round Rock is just north of Houston.
Austin.
North of Austin.
Dell Computers.
Yeah. Well, it is north of Houston.
Oh, Dell Computers.
Much further north. Yeah.
Okay. Linda Nielsen from Chula Vista, California. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, everyone, and it's wonderful to be here.
Thank you.
Glad
you could be here.
And is it still hot in California? Yeah. Boy, it was 113 in L.A. the other day. Highest ever recorded. Could you imagine downtown L.A., 113?
And that's it, unless somebody else came in late or somebody didn't register for early.
Anyone here from out of the state that we didn't mention?
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. And we want to welcome everyone who watched online or is watching now from around the world, up to 130 different countries. We'll either watch it live or download later. So we want to welcome everyone from all over the world who's tuning in. And I think somebody was asking before, you know, what was Adamus on today? And Linda and I know from experience, it's the group energy. And we'll go into with a group sometime, and the energy can be kind of flat or suppressed because the group is going through a lot of issues or a little nervous or apprehensive about, a live channel. The group here today was really good. The group tuning in was part of that group, and it was amazing. It was, Adamus and Tobias just reflect back to us exactly what we're wanting to hear and where we are on our journey. So I give credit to us to doing an amazing job today. All right. Okay, yay, yes. Whoa. We're going to just zip. We're not going to go through do these slides because he already told
us. We've already done it.
What he talked about. And last month, the big thing was more about really understanding what our issues are. If we want to be here on Earth, and if we do, what we're choosing to do. He kind of summarized that today, so I will just flip through these. There was a lot of them, huh? I'm glad we didn't have to watch. Wow, all of these.
There, no.
Whoa, good. Glad that's done. Okay. Recent adventures. Well, I come back. Oh, I guess that's all right. This last month, Linda and I, working with Wolfgang von Rohr and a lot of people in Germany, did a book tour. It was the first book tour we've ever done.
Ever?
It was in Germany for the German version of Masters in the New Energy, which is a book that came out about 3 years ago. It was based on a channel weekend in Amsterdam.
2007.
With, yeah, about 135 Chambra who added their energy to this, and it is really doing well in Germany. So we did that kind of road trip
thing.
It's in
its third printing.
Yeah, we, I think it was 8 days, we went to six cities. We did seven events, traveled 3,000 kilometers in a van with Wolfing and absolutely loved it. Laughed and talked the whole way. That's hard to do, you know, travel that many miles. And we're like driving during the day, doing an event at night. And it's kind of, it was real, it could have been really tiring, but it was, I loved it.
It was really special. But I want to add that it was very interesting for us because when we do the monthly meeting, we tend to be with an audience that's familiar to us in a way, that already knows quite a lot about Crimson Circle. And some of the schools that we do, you know, they're multi-day. And what we notice is whenever we do a school, that first couple of segments are always where you're kind of like, ooh, where you're warming up the engine and everybody's kind of getting into it. And then it just flows after that. Well, this was really interesting because to do a book type event, you have one opportunity with people. You do that one or two segments and then you go, bye. So yeah. That was a very different energy for us to be around each time, almost day after day, to be around brand new people, many of them for us.
Yeah, we always did a show of hands. I would say about two-thirds or more were brand new to Crimson Circle, had either just bought the book and not read it or just bought it. But it was really quite an experience, and you could really tell actually how far this regular group has come over a short period of time. We've come a long, long way. And they're great to work with, but there's a different energy. And it kind of zapped us a little the first event or two because we're used to that regular Chamber energy, and here we're like, what's wrong? It's like, oh, this isn't the gang here. But we presented in front of about 1,100 people during the trip, so it was really sweet. And just unfortunately, we were so busy we didn't take pictures because we'd show up like at 5 or 5:30, we'd have to get the meeting room ready, start at 7, finish at 9 or 10, go back to the hotel, get up at 8 the next morning, go to the next location. So it was hauling.
Busy.
Yeah. But we started in Darmstadt, which is a map of Germany. This is Frankfurt. A lot of people don't know. We started in Darmstadt, which is just south of Frankfurt. One night it was it was a sellout group of, I think almost every one of these was a sellout. Then the next day we drove up to Hanover, which is...
Thank God we don't have pictures.
Up in the northern part. That was a full day drive. Did a four-hour event there. That was amazing.
It was all amazing.
By the way, we're putting all
trip.
Adamus had a theme that he carried through, yep. But each night was different, yet tied in with a theme. And he was talking about how to move stuck energy. And it was really kind of interesting, so we're putting all this together in an audio set that we'll release in a couple of weeks.
Right.
After that, it was all the way down to Munich. That was a long drive. We got to see some of the finest road stop gas stations along the way and eating sandwiches in the truck, in the van.
Actually, we got to experience the Autobahn at its finest going 150 miles an hour, and it was just quite amazing.
We were in a Volkswagen minivan, and there was a little sticker on, do not exceed 210 kilometers an hour. I forgot how fast that is, but isn't that like 140 miles? 130 miles. That's going fast. And there were times where we were exceeding that.
And so. I am not kidding you. There were times when I know that we were going 90 plus miles an hour, and it felt like we were like we were in our walkers. Because the Beamers and the Mercedes and everybody
blowing
was Porsches.
So after that, it was a short hop over to Salzburg, where I got this jacket, Salzburg, Austria.
Salzburg is a beautiful city.
Beautiful city.
People.
I want to do a regular conference there. It's also the home of Wolfgang von Rohr. And just close by in Salem Sea is Gerhardt and Inat have a. They spend the summers there. After that, it was over to Bern, Switzerland. It's way down there. Beautiful town, great seminar. And then the last hop was the shortest over to Zurich, where we did a one-night event plus then a two-day channeling workshop. So
it was a great trip.
It was a great trip.
And Wolfing was stunningly good at helping us do it.
All the details.
He created it.
I regret that we don't have pictures, but imagine a bunch of people sitting in chairs. So as Linda mentioned, the book is now in its third printing in just 6 months. So it's really rocking in the German-speaking countries. And we do want to thank Wolfgang von Rohr and Ansada Random House for, they've just been doing a magnificent job.
Never imagined.
Yeah. So that was September. Upcoming events. I got to let this play out. It's so interesting. It took hours to draw that. I'd have too much Adamus left in me. this is kind of interesting energy, but we were scheduled to be guest presenters at an Adamus Congress in Hamburg next weekend. So we're going to leave Monday. The turnout wasn't very good. And the whole time Linda kept on saying, isn't this going to be odd with Adamus presenting with a bunch of other St. Germain channelers?
The Adamus we know, with the people expecting the purple flame Adamus?
It was like a 2 or 3 day conference. Make a long story short, the organizer had very poor sign up, so we were canceled. but actually, and we couldn't change our plane tickets, so literally on Monday, when we got the notice, which was a little bit late, but we said, what can we do? We're just hanging around Berlin now, waiting for the next event, which is the mental imbalance. And Linda and Wolfing said, let's do an event in Berlin. And I'm like, come on, less than a week away. And they're like, no, we'll do it. We'll call it the 10-10-10 event, and we'll do a one-day workshop in Berlin. And we, as of today, we have 70 or 75
people already.
It's over
half sold out already. Yeah.
It's amazing. So, So
we're creating in the moment.
Sunday, 10-10-10, we'll have a one day with Adamus in Berlin. And all the arrangements just fell together, the meeting room, the support with Sandra Heuschmann and Wolfgang Reitel.
I'll tell you what the real miracle was. The real miracle was I actually got the airlines to change our tickets from letting us sit in Hamburg for a week to go direct to Berlin. Now, that's
a miracle. That's a miracle. Yeah.
And they refunded me $26.
Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
So for everybody listening that's in the area, we still have some room, but we'd love to see you, and it should be a fun event. After that, the following weekend is the Mental Imbalance Workshop. And this, we have a few places left. This is really good. The Adamus gets deep into the causes for mental imbalance and the difference between mental imbalance and going through awakening. Sometimes they appear to be the same, but they're really from quite different perspectives.
And, you know, my suspicion is that the Europeans know we're kind of have a sense that we started it here, but they're more than willing to keep it going and, I think, to push it.
We have a lot of psychologists, psychiatrists, and professional counselors coming to this one. So
I suspect this will get pushed once more.
Well, and it's also Adamus's kind of key topic, you know, like SES was to Tobias. He really wants to get into the issues of mental imbalance, what's happening with the self in the other realms while the human self is going through all this crisis. So it should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank Sandra Heuschmann in Berlin for the amazing job she's been doing in organizing it. She's also one of the top Schomburg Institute teachers.
And a mentor.
And a mentor teacher. Mm-hmm. After that, we take a hop, skip, and a jump
that was
over
clever.
To... Over to... You want to see it again?
Yeah,
okay,
please.
Watch.
Boom.
Over to Budapest. It'll be our second time in Hungary, and we're going to do a channeling workshop there, which will be interesting. You know, there's a very unique energy in Romania and Hungary, kind of a very old mystic school energy. So I'm looking forward to that, and that's sponsored by Alfred, and I don't pronounce last
Tamea.
Name. Alfred.
Halas and Tamea Tomasi.
Okay, thank you.
If Alfred it's wrong, they don't care because they're so sweet. They love us. And we love them.
Yes.
And they're also mentor teachers in Hungary.
Absolutely.
And he does the Hungarian website, and he does the, and they do a lot of SI classes.
So that's October. It should be a good month. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
November is Brazil, where we're doing the New Energy Mystery School, hosted by Sylvia Mangini.
Sylvia Mangini is our host. She does the website. She does a lot of the translations, and she coordinates the efforts of a lot of people in Brazil, and we are immensely grateful.
And this would be on the coast, on the beach, so if you're looking for a little getaway in Brazil, that should be it. This is our fourth or fifth time in Brazil. Amazing group down there. After that, we're home for the holidays. All right. And by the way, as a reminder, the Christmas Shoud, the December Shoud, will be the second Saturday. I forgot what the date is, but like the 11th, I believe, of December.
Second Saturday, not the first Saturday.
And we'll have catered dinner afterwards with
Brian Campbell.
Brian Campbell, DJ, with karaoke, dancing. So it'll be fun.
Carrie Gallant?
Carrie Gallant is going to do... Where's Carrie?
She's the karaoke queen of Chambra.
Carrie karaoke.
Carrie karaoke.
Hey, that's okay. Good to see you through the doors. And remember that for the Christmas party. It's always a lot of fun, and it should be beautiful. January, it's off to, how do you say?
Ecuador. Quito.
It is our first time in Ecuador. We're doing a mystery school.
Yeah, did you hear they were roughing up the president this week?
I was hoping you didn't see the news.
Oh, yeah, both times. Oh, not just once, two times.
Hey, what's a little coup between friends, you know? it'll be safe. Malu and Raisa are attending to all the details and putting it together. It will be perfect.
And they're working with the local Chambra of Ecuador.
Yes.
So, yeah.
We were in Thailand one time.
What is it when we announce we're going somewhere, something kind of...
We were in Bangkok with Norma Garrett. There was the martial law or state of emergency. Didn't affect us?
No. Nothing.
Okay. And that's Ecuador. If you're wondering, it's kind of over there on the west coast. It's right in the equator. That's why they call it Ecuador. So I'm going to stand, you know, on the equator.
That's
line.
Ugly. Don't do that again.
Okay. Okay. I won't go into details. This is the Egypt trip. It's sold out. So sorry. That should be good.
Fine.
March is Kauai. We're doing a special mystery school. I don't know why it's special other than Kauai, but it should be good.
Because it's an incredible location to be able to do something like that in a place that is truly that beautiful and easy to express. It is stunningly beautiful. There are some. It's over half sold out, but there are some.
It's well over half sold out.
Yeah, but there are a few places left, and it's just, to me, it is truly
beautiful.
Just nurtured and beauty.
She cries when we have to leave. I have to drag her through the airport.
Yeah,
I want to stay. we have it scheduled so that we do sessions in the morning. In the afternoon is optional group activities like going out whale watching, going up to Waimea Canyon, going to the beach at the end of the road, really one of
Hindu
the most...
Hindu temple.
Hindu temple. So there's a lot of activities, nighttime luau's, parties, festivities.
And
Hannibal is going to be our special guest. You know, when I was putting the slides together yesterday, I was reviewing last month's meeting, and he brings such a big energy, and there was such an interchange and fun between he and Adamus last month. So,
And it also, it'll be really fun because Hannibal is threatening to do private sessions there, and I want one. But I'm thinking, where is he going to do this screaming and bellowing that people can just do that? So I don't know if we'll have to go out to some beach or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go out in the jungle.
Yeah.
By the way, he after last one shout, he asked for the lyrics for that poem that Adamus read, and he's putting that into a song.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I forgot how I dreamt I was sleeping. Yeah. So that's fun. And then the song that he and Adamus and Hannibal did, something like, what was that about? I don't care. Yeah, yeah. Bring it on. That was funny. That was good.
So Hannibal will be with us, and I believe Norman Garrett are probably going to be in Kauai.
Are you?
Yeah.
My mind is out there. Yes, Norman Garrett will be there. Amazing.
Yeah.
A so good
it'll
time
be really
will be
special
had by
event.
All.
Special mystery school.
I know. Okay, so that's upcoming events, and let's do the Chambra launch pad. As we move into that energy, I think one of the greatest thing. No, this is not live today. No, it's remote. One of the greatest things about Chamba is they are really coming up with creation, so much so that we're kind of inundated every month
with beautiful
books and CDs and workshops and classes. So we feature.
We would have months go
month.
By in the beginning where there wouldn't be anybody, and now it's just a matter of where do you start to even just say, let's try this one.
The first person today on the launch pad, I hope you tuned in on time, is Marissa Calvi from Australia. She actually has a second book in the series, and I know a lot of Chambra read the first book, are really good. Very, very well written.
It's really high ratings.
It's very high ratings. And the first one was about Khatumi in Egypt. I know people that just couldn't put it down. She's now come out with a second book, Pythagoras of Samos. That's hard to read Greek.
You could just read the spine.
Oh, that's true. It's still hard to read. But I have not read it yet, but this is what I'm going to be reading on our upcoming trip to Germany.
She just very
Germany.
Recently released it.
About maybe 10 days or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
This is really, really good for Chambra, for everybody. But it ties in some of Khatumi's lifetimes. And I know it just gets excellent reviews. I'm looking forward to reading it.
We're really proud of her because she's Chambra. We've known her for a number of years. And she just determined she was just going to do it. And she wrote the first book and felt really good about it. And the next one was there.
And she said the hardest thing was just doing it. You know, you get the ideas and then get nervous about it. And, there it is. So just a little, it says this book is a follow-up to her first book. Now it tracks Pythagoras, who is the famous Greek mathematician and also very involved in the mystic schools. So I know she's not only channeling when she's writing these, but she's also taking her energies and the energies of Khatumi and infusing them, as Adama said today, into the book. So the book really comes alive. It's much more than just reading. You begin to experience it.
And she truly created this as a self-empowered human. I mean, she just made it happen, and just by her choice to make it happen.
The book is available at www.newenergywriting.com. And, Jean, I don't know, is it available as a download on our website, or will it be?
Yes, it's in Chambra Shop and Chambra Creations right now.
Chambra Shop, Chambra Creations is a digital download. Okay, Lulu, but just do a search on Marissa Calvi, or just come to the Chambra Shop and download it. But there is something about holding a book, you know, that I love. Just get the feel of it.
Good for you.
So let's take a great big deep breath and give thanks to Marissa for sharing herself with the world. And Marissa, big applause.
We hope to get back to Australia next year.
Have what?
We hope to get back to Australia next year.
Yeah, definitely. I love Australia. Norm and Garrett are going to Australia
next
Monday.
Yep.
Monday, yeah. And you'll be there.
And you'll be thrilled. That book is awesome.
It is. I can imagine.
I'm really thrilled because it does all the breathing all the way through the book.
See? See? He even breathes for you.
Yeah,
and then you can breathe on the pages. And And are you doing a school there, or?
Two mentoring schools.
So if anybody's interested from Australia or anywhere, go to newbreath.net for information. Okay, let's move on to our second creation today.
Oh, boo-boo.
I have to press it twice. Oh. It's another book, and this is with Dr. Christine Lechkolnik from Salzburg, or from Vienna, Austria, yes. She actually talked to me about her book when we were on the tour in Egypt this year, and she showed it to me. I'd never seen it before. And first of all, graphically, the book is beautiful, very, very well laid out, and she has a lot of illustrations and diagrams that she did for the book. You know, homeopathy can be the type of thing that sounds confusing or academic or like you have to study a lot. The way she wrote it in the book makes it so easy to understand, first of all, what homeopathy is, how it works, and she writes it from a perspective of
empowerment.
Empowerment. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. Just say, here's a, you know, if you have issues with...
And Jeff, wasn't she trained as an MD, as a medical doctor first?
I believe so. But so I've gone through the book. It's really good. If you have a symptom and you want to find out how you can get a homeopathic boost on it, this is probably the best book I've ever seen on homeopathy. So she just re-released the book with new illustrations, updated information in it. And Jean, again, I'm sorry, I should have checked this in advance, but is this going to be in the Schomburg shop? Some copies here, and also as a download in the Schomburg shop, or you can get it through Christine at her website, which is www.lechkolnik.com. Lechkolnik.com. So,
congratulations.
Congratulations, Christine. This is a really, really good book. And even when I've sat down several occasions to talk to her about homeopathy and feel into how it relates to what we're doing, she does such a beautiful job of explaining it in terms that I can understand. I mean,
absolutely.
You don't
understand German, so that's really important.
Really important. But I mean, she doesn't get real out there esoteric. She says, okay, if you have this situation, this remedy actually helps bring it to the surface so that it can be released. So it's good. I recommend this. Okay, that's our launch pad for today. Yes?
I'm a bit out of place here, but I feel obliged to promote a friend of mine, which makes music.
Yes.
Which he's also a Shambra. He has a band called 22, and I think he has sent you some.
Bonnie, is that the one you sent me the information on?
I can just recommend it for everybody that likes New Consciousness music. It's a bit different music. It's not like dolphin squeaking.
Right.
It's more rock oriented.
Progressive kind of pop music.
Bonnie, is that the one we were emailing back and forth with? 22 is the name of the band. Isn't that the one?
What's his name? What's his name?
His name is Magnus Bermark.
Yeah. So Bonnie's been working
with him,
actually.
It's already in process.
It is?
Yeah.
Check out his new album.
Okay.
Yes. FLUX on iTunes.
Flux.
Yeah.
Good. I was hoping that's what you said. Good. There's not too much Schomburg news. Well, actually, a couple of things that are worth mentioning. We did an interview the other night with our good friend, radio host Joe Rombolo on the Blog Talk Radio. It's available for download, I believe, off of our website. Is that, sorry, Jean.
Wasn't that the 30th, not the 20th?
Yes, the 30th.
Oh, yeah, sorry, the 30th.
Yeah, it'll be on our website soon. It's already on Blog Talk Radio.
You can go to blogtalkradio.com, search on Joe Rombolo or Adamus or Jeffrey and Linda Hoppe. It was a great interview. The first 45 minutes, we're just chatting with Joe, but then it gets into the channel. This is actually where Adamus first talked about Amyo. He just used it as kind of a launching point and then went into detail today. But it was a...
It'd be a nice thing to share with new people, actually.
It was a great interview, so this will be available as a free download. And special thanks to Joe. He does a great job.
Absolutely.
He's a really good interviewer. Oh, the other thing. So when we were in Egypt earlier this year, Anders Holte and Kachina Spaeth were with us doing music and toning with a group, and we recorded some of the materials there, including the parts of the channel in the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid, group toning in the pyramids and some of the sacred temples. Well, Anders has been working on this for quite some time, turning it into something that, I don't know how you'd say it, it's just very complete and carries all the energy of being there in Egypt, but he kind of did
It's a voice, so to speak.
He did some amazing things with it.
We can't actually, I noticed when by the names of the songs too, he noticed we can't actually say anything was done in the King's Chamber, but there's a fair amount of it that came from the King's Chamber,
yeah.
But you're not allowed to say that it came from the King's Chamber.
He did some amazing production. And literally, we got the files late yesterday afternoon. He had just finished the studio work. So we're going to be working over the next week or two to do what we have get it on the internet. It'll be available for download, I'm going to say, in about 2 weeks. And we'll have a physical copy within a month.
It's truly beautiful.
But I was so excited about it, and Linda just loved it as well. We said, you know, we just want to do a little intro on it today. This is actually an example of the group toning in one of the temples. Anders is holding up his little recorder, and this is what you'll hear with Anders' own creation in the background. We've got about a minute and a half thing we'd like to play, just to give you a sample. And I think this one, let me do a setup on it. This
John,
literally
will you crank it up?
This literally comes from a channel and some toning that was done in the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid. So it was all live, and when you hear the words, "This is the place," that was the channel from Katumi that was saying, "This is the zero place on Earth. There is nothing in the King's Chamber." I mean, you
literally
expect to walk in there, and there's no art on the walls, there's no feeling, there's no energy, so to speak. I mean, there is, but
it's all the same color, all the same.
But you're at a zero point, and he's saying, "This is the place." And the students back in the ancient mystery schools would be put in here because there's nothing. And in that place, you have to face yourself. So we'll play the music and just really let yourself feel into it. Combination of live channels, live recordings, and under studio work. This is the place, the specific, exact place, the space of no space. We will meet again, fellow travelers. On the highways and the byways of the dimensions. We will meet again, dear friends. The whole CD is just beautiful. It takes place, some of it at the Temple of Sekhmet, where we were out at sunrise, and you hear the birds in the background and the dogs barking.
And it's not a sound effect, it's real birds.
Yeah, yeah. in some of the sacred temples, and it's just, it's beautiful. So I'm excited. I didn't want to wait to talk about it until next month because it is so good.
It's exciting.
Yeah, I think it's Anders' best work
to date.
We
were so excited.
Yeah. So anyway, look for it in the Schomburg Shop. We'll have information also in the upcoming magazine, Schomburg Magazine. So,
next.
Cool. Next, I think that might be close.
Nothing
to the
smart
end.
Aleck or humorous?
I had no humor, but we did want to have a lot of special
good.
Thanks. And
good, good.
You know, there's so many people around the world who are making all this happen for all of us. There's never enough time to truly give thanks, but we just wanted to take a moment today and let everybody know that there are groups all over who are just doing an amazing job.
Ah, and you spelt it. Oh, I guess it's right. It looks wrong. We would like to especially acknowledge the Schomburg Institute teachers. The Schomburg Institute teachers are the ones that took the core material that we presented in workshops and had such a connection to it, such a sense of wanting to share it with others, that's what they do. They're teachers, they have the DVDs, they create a safe space, they make a space for others to have a transformational experience with the different materials such as Sexual Energy School,
Aspectology,
Dreamwalker Death, Ascension, Birth, and Syncretize.
And these are really the core materials. You know, there's been a lot of channels and information over the years, but somebody coming into the Crimson Circle or Schomburg who hasn't taken these, that is the core. Particularly, I would say SES is the best.
The basic.
But then all the Dreamwalker series, Aspectology, but it's so important.
If you have any interest in that at all, you should go to the Crimson Circle, and when you go to the website, there's a Schomburg Institute button, and there's calendars of people teaching this stuff all over the world. And if there's not a class scheduled in your area, you can contact us, and we can help put one together.
Yep. So a big hand to all the Schomburg Institute teachers.
There's a few in the room. If you're a Schomburg Institute teacher, David, and somebody, would you please stand up just so we can acknowledge
Deb?
Them?
Deb? Yeah. You?
Thank you.
We also want to thank the team around the world who is literally taking the translations for not just our monthly meeting. Webhots, yeah, you know, it's a new term.
I'm doing these
late at night.
You're the
night.
Webhots.
I mean, you know, we the webhots. So web host, you've just been renamed webhots. Little hotties.
They are hotties.
But when you look at the number of translations that's done in Romanian, German, Portuguese,
Brazilian, Portuguese,
Spanish, Japanese, Australian.
Did you say German?
Everything else. Yes.
Australian,
within,
they forgot to laugh.
Within days after we released the transcripts, they've had it translated. They've taken the Ask Tobias material, the schools, and done an amazing job. It's a lot of work.
It's stunning, and I can't believe how many of them do it by themselves or have a few people that help them. And they do it so quietly and gracefully. And it's easy to forget about them because they do it so quietly and so gracefully.
They do it beautifully.
It's
so
amazing.
A big hand to all the translators and web hosts. And? Crimson Circle, what we call the CC Angels. And these are people literally from around the world who are subscribers. They support Crimson Circle through, I guess you call it subscription. We don't like calling it donation.
It's a subscription.
It's a subscription because there's things they get in return. But they have made such a difference in the energy of the company. They've allowed us to do things as a company.
To expand and to grow.
Continue
to do what we do.
Not to worry about the paying the bills. They've made it possible to do so many things. They don't ask for acknowledgement, although we post the names on the website because we want people to know who they are.
And they're not all posted because there's a number of them that don't want their names posted. They just offer the gift in love.
But we really want to thank everyone who's a CC Angel, a subscriber, because it's made a tremendous difference for the Crimson Circle. So thank you, CC Angels. And finally, this amazing webcast that's done every month requires a tremendous amount of setup and long days for the staff. So we want to acknowledge and ask the staff the meeting staff, if you would please stand up so we can acknowledge you and thank you.
Good timing, Susie.
Susie on cue.
Good timing, Susie Schemmel. A special thanks to Susie Schemmel, who really just jumps through hoops to make so many things happen
just
with
thank
our
you,
workshop.
Susie. One other quick thing I wanted to ask, is Robin still here? I saw her before.
No, she had to leave.
Oh, that's too bad. I wanted to introduce
her.
Yep, she had
to leave.
Okay. She'd been here. Good, good. She was here back in the early, early days. So anyway, it's time for a 30-minute break. We're going to come back to another channel. No. We appreciate everyone being here.
Thank you so
After
much.
After we clean up and pack up, we'll be up at the Wonder View. I think Linda will go up there early, but it's a great day. Unfortunately, this is a little cloudy now, but hopefully you can make it up there. If not, we'll see you next month. So big hand and thanks to everybody who's tuned
Thank
in
you.
Online.
Thank
what a
you.
Great day.
Thank you, everyone.